At the beginning of this church year, back in December, I told you I returned from my desert experience with a passion to explore holiness. Throughout Advent and Christmas, I've broken open the gifts of the Holy Spirit that abide in our hearts, from which our holiness grows. As we now are quickly approaching Lent, I believe our scriptures tonight provide us with an exercise in holiness, an insight into what holiness is and what holiness is not. First, what holiness is not. Fundamentally, the Lord continues this weekend in our scriptures to lay out for Moses two different paths from which his people must choose. One path is to holiness, while the other path leads to unholiness, or, as St. Paul calls it today, self-destruction. Combine together today's readings from the book of Leviticus and Paul's letter to the Corinthians, put them together, and a clear description of the unholy emerges. Don't worry, I did the work for you. The unholy is self-boasting, vanity, grudge-holding, revenge-taking, hating, and self-loving over neighbor-loving. That's what the scriptures tell us is unholy. Now our exercise. Get ready. I want each of you to take a moment, and I want you to think to yourself of someone that fits our scripture's description tonight of the unholy. I'm going to give you a minute. Go ahead. Self-boasting, vain, grudge-holding, revenge-taking, hating, self-loving over neighbor-loving. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Self-boasting, vain, grudge-holding, revenge-taking, hating, self-loving over neighbor-loving. Now, if the Holy Spirit abiding within you is naming you, then as St. Paul tells us, repent of whatever worldly wisdom you have been using to date to justify your vanity, grudges, vengeance, hatred, and pride. Lent can become for you this year a time of new beginning if you repent. If the Holy Spirit abiding within you is instead putting another in your mind, then the question becomes, how do you, as Leviticus says today, reprove them without becoming infected by the very unholiness you are trying to reprove? This is where the gospel comes in tonight. This is where the gospel comes into play. Our society has gotten to a place where we praise the old eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth philosophy. In fact, you are praised more if you take more. Coming out swinging, giving 10 times worse than you got, is seen as a virtue by today's worldly wisdom standards. But Jesus doesn't see it this way. Jesus warns us not to return evil for evil, lest we become that very evil ourselves. Does this mean that therefore we are supposed to simply capitulate to the unholy? Absolutely not. But in our response to unholiness, we must stay holy. What does that look like? Acts of nonviolent defiance, non-dehumanizing defiance, non-vengeance taking defiance. Note the self-initiative in Jesus' instructions today. You, exercising your power over yourself, turn the other cheek, like that Baptist Martin Luther King did in his civil rights battle against the unholy. You, exercising your power over yourself, hand over your cloak, like that Hindu Gandhi did in his civil rights battle against the unholy. You, exercising your power over yourself, go for 2 miles, like the Anglican Bishop Tutu in his civil rights battle against the unholy. Our Bishop Robert Barron has pointed out these actions of defiance. Hold up a mirror to the unholy so as to name it as such, as unholy, without causing the one holding up the mirror to become infected by the same unholiness. Bishop Barron tells the story of then Father Tutu, who one day was walking along a raised wooden sidewalk over the muddy ground of South Africa where he lived. A white man came in the opposite direction, and upon meeting Father Tutu, said to him, "Step off, boy. I don't share sidewalks with apes." Father Tutu, in response and with great flair, stepped aside, saying, "Lucky for you, I don't either." He held up a mirror. Not becoming infected with the unholiness you are defying in another is what Jesus means when he says to us tonight, "Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect." For God the Father, in his battle against our unholiness, did not become unholy himself. He sent his son, Jesus, who lovingly defied our unholiness, even unto death on a cross, never becoming the evil he was sent to eradicate. Jesus' nonviolent, non-dehumanizing, and non-vengeance-seeking defiance is our model as his disciples to follow. Only in this way will we be able to simultaneously defy unholiness while loving our enemies. You might be wondering now where our Catholic role models are for this holy defiance of the unholy. Well, ours are the hundreds and hundreds of holy martyrs who each in their own way, in their time, died defying the unholy that they encountered. Rather than deny Jesus Christ by either unholy word or unholy action, our holy martyrs stood their ground against the unholy, trusting in Jesus' promise that in the end, God wins. It can be done. Jesus did it. The saints did it. Now it's our turn.